Five companies have presented checks and items worth 91,500 cedis to support the National Farmers' Day celebration slated for December 5 this year. The companies are Exim Guarantee, Winca, Cocax Impex Limited, Interplast and Oboba FM. Receiving the items on behalf of the Planning Committee in Accra, Deputy Minister of Food and Agriculture in charge of crops, Dr. Ahmed Al-Hassan, lauded the efforts of these organizations, saying the major challenge confronting the committee is funding.
The generosity shown by Interplast, Exim Guarantee, Cocax and Winca is much welcome. The Farmers' Day celebration organization is facing some serious challenges financially. We have a budget of about 5 million Ghana cedis to meet. Central government budget alone cannot meet all the needs, and that is why on an annual basis we have to make an appeal to agribusinesses and corporate bodies to come to the aid of the Minister of Food and Agriculture and the Minister of Fisheries and Aquaculture Development so that we can support our farmers who toil day and night to keep our food security guaranteed forever. And in particular, those who import agro-products to market, because we want to encourage our farmers to produce enough so that the businesses will be generated within the country and there may be no need to import food items that will have a competitive and a comparative advantage to produce within the country.
Some of the donor organizations shared the rationale for supporting the National Farmers' Day celebration with Radio Ghana.
Interplast Limited has donated 10,000 Ghana cedis towards assisting making this year's Farmers' Day a resounding success. We sincerely hope that this year's Farmers' Day at SF Shiriaso will be a resounding success.
Coming from Oboba SF, this year we are giving 30,000 Ghana cedis worth of airtime for farmers' adverts, farmers' campaigns, farmers' talk shows. It's our motivation to give back to the society and also help farmers. We say that they should grow more.
Our core business is to support the SMEs in Ghana, and we see the agri sector as one of them.